Hello and welcome to Creation Speaks. My name is Sean. I'm so glad that you could join me today. I've titled this, The Desire for the Heavenly City. And the reason why is I am been going through the book of Revelation. And I'm in chapter 22. And in this section, when you back up to 21 and 22, you see in the very, I will call it the beginning, really, I believe the cross was the beginning of what we're leading up to. But we see the New Jerusalem, which descends upon the earth, where God would dwell with man. That's God's original desire and plan for mankind. You see the fulfillment of what he always intended to do. And in a world that is not impacted by sin and death. And so it's a desire, it's to be there. Now, in my job, I've had the opportunity to do a bit of traveling and see some different cities. And I like to spend a little bit of time on my downtime to kind of stroll around on the sidewalks just to get a feel for the city. I've never really had much of a desire to live in a big city, but I got a glimpse of something a couple years ago. I was in Philly, and you know, you have these beautiful row houses, and kind of intertwined in the midst of them, you have these nice little parks, community parks, little play areas for kids, places to sit, benches. And it's just pleasant to walk around. There's cafes, you know, places to eat, places to get a good cup of coffee or whatever it might be. And so I got a glimpse of, you know, there is something beautiful and nice about a city. But at the same time, you also see, you see the beauty, but then you also see brokenness and hurt, the poverty. So the filth. So you kind of, you see almost something that could be, but then you also see the hurt and the pain. But we look forward to a city where there is no more death and sorrow and pain. Death will be swallowed up. Will be no more. There will be no more sin. And we will dwell with God. Now, in Revelation 22, I'll read a few verses here because it's a beautiful picture. It begins to paint a picture of this future city, which as followers of Christ, we are all going to get to experience. And the invitation is out for anyone who wants to experience this and live this. The invitation's out to come and be a part of this. And it says, and he showed me a pure river. Now, who's speaking here? John, the apostle John received these visions. And this is, he's writing this down. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb is Jesus, the one who took upon the sins of the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the Lamb of God, that's the one. He is the one who on the cross defeated sin and death. And then he rose again and was seated on the throne of God. He is the rightful king of all creation, of all heaven and earth. And in the middle of the street, so you have this river, this beautiful river. And I wrote in my journal, I wrote, I desire to walk among the trees. And we will read, there are some trees there. I desire to walk among the trees and let the cool rivers wash over my feet. I desire to reach down and drink from these rivers and hear the wind blowing these healing leaves. The leaves for the healing of the nations, for the cities of the new earth. And in the in, In verse 2, it says, "In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him." That's beautiful. Here you have this river coming from the throne of God, a beautiful river, pure as crystal. And there you have the tree of life. And you remember, to the very beginning of time, there was a tree of life. Well, now heaven and earth is opened up. And there are leaves. There's fruits that are yielding. And there's also leaves for the healing of the nations. Now, I don't completely understand that. But in the new heaven and earth, there will be nations, peoples, living and working, and yet the curse is no more. You imagine living in a world where you're not fighting, you know, where moth and rust destroy. There's no more of that. The curse has been removed. And so we have hope, and I hope today, you know, we read this, and Jesus told us to seek first the kingdom of heaven, not to worry about the cares of the world, or not to seek those things which moth and rust can destroy. And in the scriptures, we also see we have an inheritance in heaven. And so that is fulfilled. This is realized here. That day will come. The curse will be removed. We will receive a new body. This current body, it grows old and it eventually gives way. Paul talks about it being like a tent. Now, we're not going to just lose this tent and be floating around in heaven. No, we're going to be in a physical world with a physical body. And that's what the resurrection is all about. We are raised with Christ, and we are raised and are receive it. We'll be the same person, but we'll be without sin, and we'll have a physical body. We'll be more human than we are now. So the hope that we have, remember what Christ has done, the Lamb of God, to bring us into this new kingdom, which he desires to share with us. He desires us to experience this with him. That is why he came. He loved the world so much that he came so that we could live together with him for all the time in a world without sin, in a world without the curse. And so today, I hope that encourages you to keep your eyes focused on the Lord and what he has in store for us in the future. He will do what he said, and he is the rightful king, and he will come again. Keep your eyes looking up. May you be blessed.